Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, welcome back to Happiness. Remember I told you guys I'm going to talk about this topic for next 2 weeks, this week and next week, right? This is definitely working with an expert. So this information is coming to you live and direct. So if you heard of some of those information and you like what it is that you're hearing, let me know by emailing me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. I want to come in and do that because your speaker is going to talk and explain to you what, how MVAT can impact your happiness. Okay. So take some notes, write it down, and come back to me. Don't forget to subscribe at the end. So I'm going to let him do the talking because that's the expertise. You know, like with my research, as I come across things I think is new to me, but I'm going to share with you. It may be old to you, but it's, look at it as a refresher. Don't brush it off. Say, well, I already know that. You're older. You're wiser. Sometimes information, you know, you may have missed, you know, come back clear. So go ahead and listen. And like I said earlier, take some notes and have some fun. I will come back. Or you could email me if you want more questions, if you want to learn more about this, if you want to talk about it, you want to come and share your experience with MVAT. I would love it. You know, anytime you want to get in contact with me, go ahead and email me. So go ahead and listen to the speakers and see what they said, and we'll talk about it later.
Could movements like MoveNat hold the secret to happiness? Do you ever feel exhausted, stressed, tired, and put upon? Sometimes life can feel like a constant grind of getting up first thing in the morning, commuting on a busy train, then working in a stressful environment, only to go home, hit the sack, and start the process all again. By the time we get home, we tend to be too exhausted and stressed to do anything constructive. And as we get older, we only develop more aches and pains. Is it any wonder that half the world is stressed, tired, and fed up? How life should be. The fact of the matter is that there's nothing wrong with this way of life. There's no correct way to live your life, seeing as life is entirely arbitrary. The point is, though, we evolved in an entirely different environment, and we're not designed to thrive under these circumstances. We've domesticated ourselves, and like lions in cages, this can make us very unhappy. Think about it. When you play a computer game or watch a movie, what happens? A hero fights villains, outruns explosions, and gets the girl or guy. This is the fantasy we all want to live, and yet it couldn't be further from our reality. Meanwhile, the fact that we spend all day indoors means that we get no sunlight or fresh air. Sitting at a desk causes our bodies to stiffen and seize up. And our diet of processed foods leaves us running on low-quality fuel. Again, is it any wonder that most of us are pretty much a mess? Some of us will go to the gym to fix this, but what does that entail? Taking 4 hours a week to lift a very heavy weight, often training particular muscle groups more than others? Introducing MoveNat. MoveNat is a movement that attempts to change all this. It describes itself as the workout that time forgot. And it's all about natural movements and challenges completed throughout the day. It's about trail running, throwing logs, climbing trees, crawling, and swimming. It's about regaining your natural movement and spending time outdoors. It's about challenging yourself. It's about action, and it's about reawakening our wild side. We know that exercise stimulates the production of endorphins, natural antidepressants. We know that being in the sun does the same. We know that we sleep better after being in the fresh air. So could MoveNat, or just an approach along those lines, be what we need to start feeling well again? Could it be the secret to happiness?
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.